President Donald Trump addressed assembled lawmakers this afternoon at the ongoing Republican retreat in Center City, Philadelphia. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Aside from broadcasting speeches, the press is not privy to the work being done by those in attendance. Taking time from the proceedings and joining me live with perspective is Tom MacArthur, two-term Republican congressman from New Jersey's 3rd District, encompassing parts of Burlington and Ocean counties. Congressman MacArthur, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
My pleasure, Dave.
Congressman, you serve on two House committees, Armed Services and Natural Resources. So I'm curious, what did you learn to date that will apply to your work on those committees?
Well, actually, Dave, I have now moved to financial services. So my areas of focus certainly are in national security and in trying to get our economy moving again, and especially the areas that are the foundation for our economy, and getting people access to credit, and trying to do the things that will help our businesses and our communities grow.
Congressman, you said during the election season, quote, "Nobody's going to confuse me for Donald Trump," adding that you didn't agree with everything Trump stood for, but nonetheless supporting the president. You were the only one of 6 Republican New Jersey House members to attend. How would you assess much of what you've heard so far at the retreat in terms of supporting Donald Trump?
Well, Dave, I think what's important, and I think what's somewhat refreshing, is actually very refreshing. This president is doing what he said he would do, and you know, if you listen to the style and you get caught in those things, I think that can be a mistake. Look at what he's done. He is taking steps to strengthen our borders, which I think is important. He's taking steps and encouraging Congress to take steps to repair a badly broken healthcare system that's getting worse by the day. And I, you know, I have voted just in the last week to slow that process down a little bit. But nonetheless, I think it's important that he's moving forward, and that he's encouraging Congress to move forward and get it right and repair this system. And he's taking steps that I think will help ultimately not only bring taxes down, but get our economy going again. So I'm encouraged by it, and I don't have to agree with everything the president says it does. That's the beauty of democracy.
Toward the end of bolstering the economy, he says one of those steps entails massive regulation reduction. Let's listen.
We've issued executive orders to remove wasteful regulations that slow down commerce and delay infrastructure, which we desperately need. The very beginning of a massive effort to reduce the crushing regulations on our economy.
Congressman, you're a former mayor of Randolph, and prior to that, an insurance executive, CEO, York Risk Services Group. You spent $5 million of your own money in that initial campaign. How would you assess this effort to reduce regulation? How, for example, might it affect your prior industry?
Well, I think it affects every industry, Dave, and it's desperately needed. This idea that bureaucrats in Washington can better tell industries how to run is just, I think, a false idea right from the beginning. Regulation is certainly appropriate for controlling bad actors, and every industry has them. But most people in business are trying to do a good job. They're trying to serve their customers. They're trying to create value. They're trying to uplift their employees and their families. And when bureaucrats aren't even in those industries start telling everyone how to do it, this centralized sort of big brother knows best, one size fits all, it ends in stifling growth. And so I'm very supportive of these efforts to take a step back, stop the over-regulation, and focus on the things that really do control people that are taking advantage. That's what we should be focused on.
Congressman, the president also focused today on what he referred to as bad actors. Let's listen.
Just look at the 30 largest cities. In the last year alone, the murder rate has increased by an estimated 14%. Here in Philadelphia, the murder rate has been steady, I mean, just terribly increasing.
Congressman, that's not true. Actually, the murder rate is down some 3% in Philadelphia. And when the president, for example, speaks about widespread voter fraud, there is no evidence backing that up. You asked earlier that we not pay attention to the specifics of some of his words, but are you troubled when you hear the president go off in these directions?
Well, Dave, I don't know every detail of every city in this nation. I guess nobody does. So I can't speak to rates of violent crime. I do know one of our chief priorities as a government is to keep our people safe. And so I think is important. And obviously, we have to make sure when it comes to the voting issues, there's two critical pieces to that. One, everyone who is eligible to vote should have that opportunity. And we have to make sure that there are no efforts that suppress the vote. And at the same time, we have to make sure people don't vote who aren't eligible to vote. And I support those issues. The details of voter fraud in different parts of the country is more than I know. I've not heard reports of that in my state, but I can't speak to other parts of the country.
Congressman, another busy day tomorrow?
Yes, a little less so. Today we had the president, we had the vice president, we had the prime minister of the United Kingdom, plus a lot of our own internal leaders. So it has been a busy day. We've been with both the House and the Senate yesterday and today. And I think we've made good progress on a number of fronts. I'm going to continue to fight hard to make sure we get health care right. I was one of nine who voted no on moving forward a week and a half ago, nine Republicans across the country. But we're past that now, and I'm going to keep fighting to make sure that we get this repair of our healthcare system right, make sure we don't pull out the rug from under the 20 or so million people who are either in the Medicaid expansion side of the program or in the Obamacare marketplace.
I'll let you get back then to that and other important fights. Thanks so much for taking time to join us on NewsWorks tonight.
Yeah, my pleasure, Dave.
Tom MacArthur, Republican Congressman from New Jersey's 3rd District, live on the line.